Virginia expands provisions for paid sick leave and paid family and medical leave. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger has now signed into law legislation concerning paid sick leave and paid family and medical leave, each of which will have significant impacts on Virginia employers. Quick hits. Virginia. Governor Spanberger has signed legislation that expands paid sick leave to all public and private employees. The paid sick leave legislation mandates 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked, with an annual accrual and use cap of 40 hours, and includes provisions that could create challenges for employers, including very loose requirements on the notice employees must give before taking leave. The paid family and medical leave law establishes a payroll-funded insurance program, providing qualifying employees with up to 12 weeks of paid leave at 80% of their average weekly wage, with contributions split between employers and employees. Paid sick leave. After back-and-forth amendments between the legislature and Governor Spanberger, the Commonwealth of Virginia has enacted a paid sick leave law, House Bill HB 5, Senate Bill SB 199, Chapters 1128 and 1129, that provides coverage to all public and private employees in the Commonwealth, an entitlement that was previously limited only to home health workers. The law requires employers to provide employees with 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked, with an annual accrual cap of 40 hours, all of which can be used within the year or carried over to the next, though annual use of paid sick leave is capped at 40 hours. The law applies to all employers, regardless of size, subject to a phased implementation schedule. Paid sick leave obligations under the law commence on July 1, 2027. For employers with 50 or more employees, on January 1, 2028, for employers with between 25 and 49 employees, and on January 1, 2029, for employers with between 1 and 24 employees. Beyond standard medical needs for the employee or employee's family member, the law allows victims of domestic abuse, sexual assault, or stalking to use paid sick leave to relocate, obtain medical care or counseling, seek legal advice, or utilize other victim aid services. Notably, this safe leave can also be used if the employee's family member is a victim. The law contains numerous provisions that could create headaches for employers, including notice requirements are significantly limited. Employees are able to make requests in nearly any form, including verbally, and need only include anticipated duration when possible. The legislation allows employers to require notice of the need for sick leave, but only pursuant to a written policy that had been previously distributed to the employee seeking leave. Correspondingly, employees are required to make a good faith effort to provide notice and minimize disruptions where the need for leave is foreseeable. The law prohibits employers from requiring disclosure of details of health information about an employee or an employee's family member, or details of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking as a condition of providing paid sick leave under this article. Emphasis added. However, paid sick leave of 3 or more days triggers a loosening of these restrictions and permits an employer to require reasonable documentation, including a note from a treating medical provider. Read together, these provisions indicate that sick leave of fewer than 3 days in duration is not subject to verification. The legislation also requires transfer of accrued leave when employees are transferred within an employer's divisions or locations, and requires that employees be allowed to retain accrued sick leave through a change in ownership if the employer's business is acquired by a different employer. The law provides no blanket carve-out for employers with existing paid leave policies or collective bargaining agreements. Rather, Only employers with policies or collective bargaining agreements that provide an employee an amount of paid leave sufficient to meet the requirements of this section, and that may be used for the same purposes and under the same conditions, are excused from providing additional leave. The law also defines family member broadly, including any other individual related by blood or affinity whose close association with an employee is the equivalent of a family relationship. The law also brings new potential liability risks. It expressly permits a private right of action and requires a court to award a successful employee with twice the amount of any uncompensated leave, among other remedies. An aggrieved employee also has the option to file a charge with the Virginia Commissioner of Labor and Industry, and the commissioner has the power to investigate and issue up to $500 in fines for each violation. Paid family and medical leave. With her signature, Governor Spanberger has also enacted legislation, HB 107 SB 2 and Chapters 1093 and 981, providing a statewide paid family and medical leave entitlement. The law establishes a payroll-funded insurance program that provides qualifying employees with up to 12 weeks of paid leave for family and medical reasons at 80% of the employee's average weekly wage, subject to a maximum weekly benefit cap set at 100% of the statewide average weekly wage. Paid family and medical leave may be used for various qualifying family and medical-related reasons, including bonding with a new child during the first year after the child's birth, adoption, or foster placement, care of a family member with a serious health condition, the employee's own serious health condition, care for a covered service member who is the employee's next of kin or other family member, attending to a qualifying exigency when a family member is on active duty or has been notified of an impending call or order to active duty in the armed forces, and seeking safety services for the employee or a family member. Up to 4 weeks of PFML benefits available for this purpose. The program will be administered by the Virginia Employment Commission, which principally administers unemployment benefits, and will be funded by payroll contributions split between employers and employees. Under the funding structure, employers with 11 or more employees must pay at least 50% of the total required contribution amount into the fund and may deduct 50% from employees' paychecks. Meanwhile, employers with 10 or fewer employees are not required to pay the employer portion of the premiums. The amount of these contributions will be determined by the Virginia Employment Commission on October 1, 2027, and annually thereafter by October 1st. That said, the fiscal impact statement accompanying the bill suggested that contributions of approximately 0.75% of total wages would be necessary to sustain the program, with increases likely required over time. The law further specifies that leave may be taken intermittently and is job protected, ensuring employees can return to their same or an equivalent position and that the employees retain pay, seniority, and benefits, including fringe benefits. This paid leave runs concurrently with other leave entitlements, such as Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, leave, or leave under a collective bargaining agreement. For employers that prefer to manage their own benefits, the law provides a provision for private plan opt-outs, which allows businesses to utilize a commission-approved private insurance plan if it provides benefits equal to or greater than the state program and does not cost the employee more than it would under the state plan. The law also specifies that this paid leave cannot be waived by agreement, including by collective bargaining agreement. Furthermore, it specifies that no collective bargaining agreement entered into or renewed after January 1, 2027, may diminish any employee's right to paid leave. The program will officially begin collecting contributions on April 1, 2028, and begin benefit payouts on December 1st, 2028. Staying informed. Ogletree Deacon's Richmond office will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the healthcare, leaves of absence, pay equity, unfair competition and trade secrets, Virginia, and wage and hour blogs as additional information becomes available. In addition, the Ogletree Deacon's client portal provides subscribers with timely updates on state paid sick leave and family and medical leave laws, including the newly enacted laws in Virginia. Premium-level subscribers have access to comprehensive law summaries and updated policies. Snapshots and updates are complimentary for all registered client users. For more information on the client portal or a client portal subscription, please email clientportal@ogletree.com. J. Clay Rollins is a shareholder in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons. Sebastian L. Brana is an associate in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons. Sam Sylvester, an administrative assistant in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons, contributed to this article. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Gantt, Instagram, webinars, and podcasts.